Hi, this is John Schaefer. You're listening to WNYC's free podcast of New Sounds. Streaming audio or MP3 download available when you want at WNYC.org and on iTunes. According to legend, this instrument, the West African kora, a type of harp, was first given to a griot named Jolly Madi the Red some centuries ago by the spirits of the desert of the Western Sahara, and the instrument had 22 strings, 11 on each side. The legend continues, though, that when Jolly Madi died, the other kora players, as a sign of respect, took one of the strings off, and the instrument ever since has been a 21-string instrument. That's the legend. Musicologists say that the instrument was probably developed in the 16th century and has always been a 21-string instrument for whatever reason, but there is a little pocket in southern Senegal where you find a 22-string kora, and that is what you're hearing in the background, this music played by Sekou Keita. I'm John Schaefer, and on this installment of the New Sounds podcast, we'll hear some music that features some of the traditional stringed instruments of Western Africa, various types of lute, known by the generic name ngoni, the folk harp, known as the kora, and of course, the guitar, which at this point has become a traditional instrument in places like Mali and Senegal. And just as the guitar has become a truly global instrument, so have many of these musicians, and so we'll have a chance to hear music made in places like Belgium, France, Canada, Lithuania, but all of it built around the sounds of these musicians who have migrated, some of them by force, some of them by choice, to other lands and brought with them their instruments. Let's begin with a piece called Kora Julo. This is two Senegalese musicians who live in Belgium. Malik Pate Sow plays the guitar, and also the hodu, which is a Senegalese form of the lute. And Bao Sissoko plays the kora, the 21-string variety. And then we'll hear from the Malian guitarist Anansi Cisse. Cisse's piece is called Sekou Amadou, a tribute to the legendary founder of the Pool Empire in West Africa. And then we'll hear some music from Mauritania, on the edge of West Africa, and the singer Nora Mint Semali, who is the stepdaughter of Mauritania's most famous musician, the singer Dimi Mint Abba. And she, in fact, began her career by singing backup for her stepmom. We'll hear the title track from her new album, Arbina, which grooves in that Saharan blues style, carried by the electric guitar that you hear in Mauritania and in northern Mali. So that music from Nora Mint Semali wraps up this first set. Let's begin with this instrumental piece called Kora Julo by Malik Pate Sow and Bao Sissoko. Thank you.
செம்மபை கண்டு ஞாசிக்கின்ற செம்மபை கண்டு ஞாசிக்கின்ற
Yeah.
Music there from Noramint Semali and her band from Mauritania. Their latest album is called Arbina, and that sound, that almost distorted, on-the-edge guitar sound, psychedelic swirling, very much a part of her distinctive modern griot sound. It's neither Moorish music nor desert blues, but something very much her own. Before that, we heard guitar-based music from nearby Mali, from the guitarist Anansi Cisse. We heard Cisse doing a piece called Sekou Amadou, and that comes from a Malian guitarist, one of several that we'll be hearing on this edition of New Sounds. We began that set with a duo of exiled Senegalese musicians who live in Belgium. Malik Pate Sow plays the guitar and the hodu, a kind of lute or ngoni, to use the West African term, and Bao Sissoko plays the kora, which is the traditional harp of the griots, the troubadours of West Africa. Their collaborative record is called Aduna, and we heard an instrumental track called Kora Julo. And we are listening on this edition of the podcast to some music that features some of the stringed instruments, the plucked string instruments of West Africa. There are various fiddles as well, which we'll save for another time. In a moment, collaborations that take us to places as far afield as Canada and Lithuania, but all of them featuring West African musicians and their instruments. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to the New Sounds Podcast. We regret that not all of our shows are able to graduate and become podcasts, but you can keep up with all of them, podcasts or not, at newsounds.org. You're listening to the podcast of show number 3886 with a focus on West African strings and string players. The group known as Deltas is a French-Malian collaboration. The Malian musician Andra Koyate sings and plays the ngoni, the Malian lute, but you'll also hear the kora, played by one of the French members of this band. The Deltas record is called Ligurian Blues, and we'll hear a piece called Deltas La. And of course, you can't have a delta without a river, so we'll follow that with a piece called Fleuve, French for river, which is a collaborative work by the early music band out of Canada known as Ensemble Constantinople, and the Senegalese kora player, Ablaye Sissoko. Their collaborative record is called Jardin Migrateur, Itinerant Gardens, and we'll hear that piece called Fleuve from them. And then the third collaboration is a band called Malitoanier, a collaboration between a couple of musicians from Mali and a couple from Lithuania, recorded in Lithuania. The featured instrument again is the Malian lute, the ngoni, played here by Baba Sissoko, and the Lithuanian half of the ensemble is led by Indrė Jurgelevičiūtė, who is a singer. She also plays numerous instruments like the old Lithuanian folk harp or psaltery, so that's in there as well. The song is called Ledu. Collectively, the band is called Malitoanier. Very unexpected collaboration there from Malian and Lithuanian musicians. Here's this Franco-Malian collaboration first, the band called Deltas.
Alukana Januna, Mokokana Januna, Alukana Januna. Moko kana jo deri dala, masi kana jonuna, moko kana jonura, alu kana jonura, alukana jote itala.
From Lithuania, that is the band called Malitwanie, featuring Baba Sisoko, originally from Mali, playing the ngoni, the traditional lute of West Africa, and Indre Jurgelevičiūtė, who plays the psaltery, a traditional Lithuanian form of psaltery. She also sings, and so she's one of the other featured, and we've heard some of her solo stuff on this program before, but there she is with Baba Sisoko and the rest of the band called Malitwanie, and a song called Ledu. Prior to that, we heard Fleuve, River, and that is from a collaboration between Ablaï Sisoko, a kora player from Senegal, and the Ensemble Constantinople, who are an early music band based in Canada. Their collaborative record is called Jardin Migrateur, Itinerant Gardens. At the beginning of the set, a collaboration between musicians from France and Mali. Andra Koyate sang and played the ngoni, again, the lute, and the rest of the band is a trio. The rest of the band are French musicians, one of whom plays the kora. They call themselves Deltas, and the album is called Ligurian Blues, and from it we heard a piece called Deltas La. In a moment, a pretty well-known collaboration between the Malian kora player Balake Sisoko and the French cellist Vincent Segal, and the a-religious gospel music, as the album title says, of Adebola Kuku from Nigeria. So that's coming up as well as we continue with the New Sounds podcast. Just in case you'd like to interact with the show via social media, we're not good at Instagram and we're still figuring out Snapchat, but you can follow New Sounds on Twitter, like us on Facebook, or follow us via the Symbol app, where we are WNYC_NewSounds. If Only I Knew is the name of this piece by Sekou Keita. Keita's from Senegal. The album is called Sekou Keita, 22 Strings. Now, as I mentioned at the very start of the podcast, the kora traditionally is a harp with 21 strings, two rows, 11 on one side, 10 on the other. But in certain parts of southern Senegal, you can find a 22-string variety of the kora, and that's what Keita is performing on here in this piece called If Only I Knew. And then we'll go back to the regular 21-string kora and one of its leading players, Balake Sissoko, in one of his celebrated collaborations with the French cellist Vincent Segal. We'll hear a piece called Super Étoile, the name of one of the famous guitar-driven bands of Senegal. And that will lead us elsewhere later, but for the moment, let's hear these two kora-based pieces, beginning with this one from Sekou Keita.
Muri tangana nini kanye Mamba musuli nini kafuloba Akunye tayima musuli nini kale Sankara kayinkaye Akunyinki fudi mama kininka fasalunde Mama ki kunina siwo jamayele Akunyina siwo ikarali duniya kuje walala imbitro Bari ko fulay duniya nilti salam meke Kun joi salale seku Iro salale seku ba La fu fulay Barinyu fulye dunia kulo yote sala la la barakutu Isila fulo suru ya wanya dunia kulo Aili ndo fula sila bene Ulo suru yinya fale Kunyi sululu suru ya wanya dunia kulo I lil nekile sebele Ramo ye kanya fale Nye fulo ye dhulu ya nil te fala mweke Ani lomi nindu ye na Tula wadu disi Kujamani tambira Thank you.
from the album Musique de Nuit, Night Music. That is Balake Sissoko, the Malian kora player, and Vincent Segal, the French cellist. They did a beautiful record called Chamber Music together a few years back that was a surprise hit. Musique de Nuit is their follow-up, and that piece is called Super Étoile, a tribute to the famous Super Étoile Band of Dakar in Senegal, a guitar-driven band. Before that, we heard If Only I Knew, a performance by Sekou Keita from Senegal, from his album Sekou Keita 22 Strings, playing a version of the kora with one extra string. The kora has clearly been around in West Africa for centuries. The guitar, though, is not so far behind. And so, you know, I mentioned Super Étoile de Dakar. Well, that was a guitar-driven band. And the next guitarist we're going to hear, Djeli Madi Tounkara, was a really pivotal figure on the Malian guitar band scene in the 70s, 80s, 90s. He played in the Rail Band, who were the kind of the top orchestra of sorts in Mali in the 70s. And then, in fact, when he left the Rail Band, he formed an orchestra that he called Super Rail internationally, clear callback to the Super Étoile Band in Senegal. So that's Djeli Madi Tounkara. From his album Djeli Blues, we'll hear a song called Sori Mankan Bora. And then we'll wrap up with some music from Nigeria, from a guy named Kuku, K-U-K-U. His full name is Adebola Kuku, and his album is called Ballads and Blasphemy, the A-Religious Gospel of Adebola Kuku. He was actually born here in the States, but grew up in Nigeria, is a lapsed Muslim, here making guitar-driven, gospel-inflected band music like this song called Owo, which features Fela Kuti's incredible drummer, Tony Allen, as a guest musician. So that piece by Kuku will follow this guitar-driven piece from Mali's Djeli Madi Tounkara.
Thank you. ẹni tí ò lówó láyé wọn ní ẹrú ló má ṣe kú. It is selfishly designed, get rich get richer. And the poor strive to survive. It is such a shame in this world of abundance. Tolowo ndo nje nu titali kan kuku ebi. Won ni aye le, won ni aye soro. Oma raye lo maye le o, aye o le. Won ni aye le, won ni aye soro. Oma raye lo maye le o, aye o le. Owo jaba lo ni omo eda laye oni o. Ẹni tí ò lówó láyé wọ́n ní sàṣà ló máa ṣe kú. Ṣùgbọ́n Adébọlá refuse to be trapped in the mindset. Owó ò lè jọba lórí mi, ẹrú lówó máa ṣe. Mo ní Adébọlá refuse to be trapped in the mindset. Owó ò lè jọba lórí mi, ẹrú lówó máa ṣe. Won ni aye le, won ni aye soro. Oma raye lo maye le o, aye o le. Won ni aye le, won ni aye soro. Oma raye lo maye le o, aye o le. Fẹsan, fẹsan, fẹsan jaye. Ẹni lówó láyé kò ní gbé lọ sọ́run. Fẹsan, fẹsan jayé. Ẹni lówó láyé kò ní gbé lọ sọ́run. Owó jọba lórí ọmọ ẹ̀dá láyé òní o. Ẹni tí ò lówó láyé o, wọ́n ló ń dojú tẹgbẹ́. Be yourself, everyone is taking. Má fara wé wọn o, ìka ò dọ́gba. Àṣírí ẹ̀kọ́ kò lè dúró lójú ewé. Orí mi jọ̀wọ́ o, fún mi fi ṣe. Wọ́n ní aye le, wọ́n ní aye soro. Ọmọ raye ló máyé le o, aye ò le. Wọ́n ní aye le, wọ́n ní aye soro. Ọmọ raye ló máyé le.
That is some music from the American-born Nigerian musician Adebola Kuku from his album Ballads and Blasphemy, a song called Owo. Before that, a little bit of music from the Malian guitarist Jelimari Tunkara from his record Jelly Blues. And we've been listening to some music featuring the string instruments of West Africa, koras, ngonis, guitars. I'm John Schaefer. Hope you've enjoyed it. Thanks for being with us for the New Sounds Podcast.